Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Pei Vav, Yuma 86. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the concept of Chilul Hashem, of desecration of God's name. And the Gemara asks the question, Heichi Dami Chilul Hashem, what's considered a desecration of God's name? And the simple way to understand the Gemara is, what is this concept called Chilul Hashem, desecration of God's name, about which the Gemara has said that Yom Kippur and even Yom Kippur and afflictions will not serve as an able to serve as an atonement for it. It will only be death that can serve as an atonement if a person does a severe sin of desecration of God's name. So that is the basic question. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav says, Kigon Ana. Rav says, like somebody like me, meaning to say somebody who is considered a great Torah scholar, and people will look at me and try to follow my life to understand how to behave. If somebody like me, Isha Kilna Bisra Mitabacha, if I'm going to take meat from a butcher, Velo Yavina Dami La'altar, and I don't give him money immediately, meaning to say, it's not that he does it, but he says, if somebody like me would do that, then that would be considered a desecration of God's name, because since I'm going to be delayed in paying him, I'm going to pay him, but I'm not paying him, but I wouldn't be paying him right away. So the butcher will say I'm a robber, and people will learn from me that they could steal, and that would be inappropriate. And so therefore that would be considered desecration of God's name. People will say, oh, this is a Torah scholar, and people will learn from this that the Torah doesn't care enough about theft. The Ben Yoda explains that by a regular person, there's no concern about this because the butcher knows that everybody knows that he's going to pay on credit. But about Rav, the butcher will think, oh, he's going to take it without paying because he's such a distinguished man. He's going to think, oh, I could take it. So that's the concern. Amar Abaye lo shanu ela ba'asra d'lo tavi. Abaye says, this idea of that's considered Chilul Hashem, that's only in a place where the butchers don't basically make a claim from the buyers for their money, and they come on their own to pay. And so therefore, the butcher is going to think that he's not going to pay. Aval ba'as or detavi, but in a place where the butchers make a claim for the money, there's no concern, because the butcher will say, oh, the reason why he didn't pay is because he's waiting for me to make a claim from him. Amar Ravina taught to Mata Machasia, this town called Mata Machasia, Asre de Tavi. It's a place where the butchers make a claim for the money. And so therefore, if Rav would have bought it there and he wouldn't have made the payment right away, it's not going to be a desecration of God's name. Abaye was very careful about this concept of desecration of God's name. Kedeshakel Bisra Mitre Shutve, when Abaye bought meat from two different butchers, Yav Zuze Lahai Vizuze Lahai, he would give the money to each one of them. So Vahadar Mekarav Ugabe Adadi Vavid Khushbana, and then he would bring them together so that they would each see that he's paying both of them separately, and he'd bring them together so that they would know that he's paid everything, and therefore they're gonna give him the money corresponding to his payment. So make sure that there's no Chilul Hashem. Gemara gives another example of what's Chilul Hashem. First, we had quoted the position of Rav. Now the Gemara quotes the position of Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Kigon Ana. I am also going to be, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm also going to be considered a distinguished person. And such a person, the maskina arba amos bo Torah bo tefillin. If I would walk 4 amos without studying Torah, without wearing my tefillin, because the commentaries understand it is because he wouldn't wear his tefillin because he was sick. And if I would do that, that would be a desecration of God's name, because not everybody would know that I'm doing this because I'm weak from my studies, and they will learn from me that you're allowed to be nullifying your Torah. So that Rabbi Yochanan himself wouldn't be a desecration of God's name, but people would see him doing this, and they wouldn't understand that he was sick, and that would be considered a desecration of God's name. So the commentaries explain that Rabbi Yochanan is not arguing a Rav, he's just giving another example. And he's saying it doesn't only apply to theft, it also applies to these areas of Torah study where people misunderstand. And they'll think that a great Torah scholar doesn't always have to be studying Torah. Yitzhak de Bei Rabbi Yane Amar, so Yitzhak from the house of Rabbi Yane taught, Kol Shechaverin Mispaishin Machma Shmuaso. What's considered a desecration of God's name? Anything which his friend friends become embarrassed about what they hear that he has done, and they learn from him to act in that manner. That's going to be considered a desecration of God's name. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Kagon to Ka'amri Inchi, that people say Sharle Lamar Lepuanya, that God should forgive this person. He's doing things that need forgiveness from God. All of these things are going to be considered a desecration of God's name. And Abaye gives us the general principle. What is it? Abaye quotes a braisa. Abaye says Kidetanya. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. It says in the Shema, you shall love Hashem your God. What the word S is extra. So what does it teach us? Sheyeshem Shemayim Misahev Ayotcha. That you should cause God to be loved by your actions. How so? Sheyekora v'shono m'shamesh tamidei chachamim. And if somebody would read and study Torah and serve Torah scholars, via maso no benachas amebrios, and he should conduct business in the proper manner. Ma brios omrosalos. What do the people say? Ashrei aviv shalim do Torah. Fortunate is his father who taught him Torah. Ashrei rabo shalim do Torah. Fortunate is his teacher who taught him Torah. Ru kama noyim derachav. Look how beautiful are his ways. Kama mesukana masav. How beautiful are his actions. About him, the verse says that such a person glorifies God. But if the person reads and studies and serves Torah scholars and yet conducts business in a bad manner, dishonestly, or acts in a manner that's dishonest, then we say about such a person, oy lo l'rabo, oy shalim do Torah, woe to the person who has taught him Torah. That's going to be considered, God forbid, a desecration of God's name.